Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, last time we had spoken about Hargasha, and today's topic is going to be two topics, actually, from Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, and that is the requirement of Bedika for a woman that has a Veses Kavua. That's very important. We're going to be talking about women particularly with a Veses Kavua. Most women today don't have a Veses Kavua, so it's not going to be that much of Halacha L'maisa in the first topic. And then the second topic is going to be V'izartem b'nei Yisrael mitumasam v'chiyuv prisha samach levesta. Today's topic probably qualifies in Rav Schechter's terms as cheerful topics. It's not something that Rav Nevinzal would say in the Musag about, and they're beautiful topics. I do want to go back to a couple of points of Hargasha that came up in the discussion in the Beis Medrash afterwards. One of the Talmidim who's familiar with Psakim in other yeshivas pointed out that what we had presented was according to the way our Rosh Kol presented, but not only the way Rav Miller Shlita presents it, but as well as many of my Rabbeim and Yeshivas Rabbeim Yitzchak Elchanan presented the sugya of Hargasha, and that was maybe almost ironically like the approach of Rav Yashiv. Rav Miller particularly mentioned it in the name of Rav Yashiv, and that is that in the terms of discussion today, how do we decide whether a woman is a Nida D'Araisa? So we saw that Rav Yashiv said that even if today women say that they're not aware of Hargasha, Hargasha itself is only a function of something that happens when there is a normal ru'iyah. And if a woman's not aware of it, so then in such a case, that doesn't mean she's not a nida. And he had a very sharp proof, not necessarily sharp according to Rav Nevinzal, but we'll see that it is a sharp proof. A sharp proof from a woman who is a baby. Even a tinokas yom echad, so that's a strange halacha. It sounds like heebie-jeebies to me in the Rambam. We're going to get back to that. And that is that a born baby, if she has menstrual blood, so the Ram says she's a nida min haTorah. So we saw last week the Rav Yashiv said, why is she a nida min haTorah? At the end of the day, she has a hargasha. Could you say that a one-year-old baby has a hargasha? So he said, must be that the halacha is that you don't need a testimony or even an awareness on the woman's behalf, and therefore there's a halacha called ri'iyah, and that would be enough. So one of the Talmidim pointed out to me that, and this makes sense from other places of other Beis Haraz that I've gone to, that Rav Yashiv did ask if the woman had a hargasha, but that was l'chumra. In other words, that Rav Yashiv l'chumra, this is just a Hameivin Yavin point, if the woman had a hargasha, and it seemed to him to be only a kesem of zivas dover lach, then he was choshesh for ksamim. So he was choshesh l'chumra v'amevin yavin. That's in closed brackets. You don't have to follow that amevin yavin. But at the end of the day, Rav Yashiv Mikra Dudina held that a woman is a nida d'araisa. Now, it seems to me that it is true that there were other approaches, but the bottom line, our Masorah is this way, and even our Masorah from Rav Nevinzal Shlita is this way as well, with a fascinating caveat. And that is, we said that Rav Nevinzal reacted to Rav Yashiv's argument, and he thought that argument wasn't a very strong argument, the argument per se, because he said at the end of the day, the baby does have a hargasha, just her intellect is not capable of processing it, but the nervous system is working and she has a full hargasha. But if we're talking about where there's no hargasha, who says there's a raya from the Rambam? That was Rav Nevinzal's response. We speculated last week, Baruch Hashem, we no longer have to speculate. We speculated that last week that Rav Nevinzal's approach versus Rav Yashiv's approach, both of them halacha l'maaseh is we treat a woman today as a nida. Rav Nevinzal says, okay, we don't know how to label the hargasha, we don't know how to describe it. He agrees that we would treat the woman a nida d'araisa, not like Rav Moshe Feinstein's approach, who seems to say that if she doesn't have a hargasha of zivas davar lach, that we treat it like a kesem. Rav Nevinzal Shlita does not assume that way. However, we pointed out a fascinating nafkamina from Rav Nissim Karelitz. And that is, what happens if you have a woman who's paralyzed from the waist down, and she doesn't have waist down, would work according to most the Trumas Hadeshen and the Noda Behuda. Maybe according to Rambam, waist down wouldn't be the only way, because Rambam describes other bodily sensations. But at the end of the day, she's paralyzed, and according to these Rishonim, she doesn't have a sensation. So we speculate that according to Rav Nevenzel, maybe Rav Nevenzel said you need to have Hargasha. It's just maybe that the Hargasha doesn't reach the intellect, but there needs to be the physical sensation. And sure enough, I asked him at the beginning of the week, and he said, Einachanami. He thinks he's not convinced that she would have a din nida daraisa. Clearly, according to Rav Yashiv, she would. So we got at the core of the nafkamina that approached her. As Rav Yaakov pointed out to me in Seder afterwards, that there is a real nafkamina between Rav Nevenzel Shlita's approach and Rav Yashiv Zatzal. More than that, Rabbi Dr. Wilbur made a very, very fascinating thing, and this might be, we might be making a little bit of Torah medical history together, I don't know. But he wasn't able to come at this time, but he shared with me something amazing, and then we'll be ready to start. He said he notices, as a doctor, he has seen the phenomenon of a newly born female having a slight menstrual period. And that's Baruch Hashem, we have a schus that we have a doctor that's learning with us. And he explained that what it's from is that the hormones in the mother, when she nurses, can cause, as we learned with Rabbi Weitzman, that there are hormones that cause and initiate the menstrual flow. And she has a tiny, tiny uterus. She has a uterus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a baby with all of the kalim already. She has a tiny uterus. And there's a tiny bit of blood that he says comes out. He said some of the doctors didn't believe him. They thought it was some type of hemorrhoid or something like that, but he showed them where on the diaper that it was clearly the menstrual period. And his speculation, I think, I don't know how much has medically been proven, I don't know. But at the end of the day, he said he's seen it, it exists, and a phenomenon takes place. So why am I mentioning it now? So first of all, it's no longer a heebie-jeebie thing. It's something that really happens right here in Shari Tzedek, right down the block. And A. And B, I thought that will also explain Rav Nevenzel's kasha and Rav Yashiv was so strong that of course, there's the nervous system and the baby has everything. It's just that she can't say. She's 1 year old. She's crying. She can't say. But now, according to Rabbi Dr. Wilbur's explanation, you see both sides. Rav Yashiv's raya might be that because it's so minimal, it's not a regular menstrual flow. It's a tiny amount. That tiny amount is a tiny hargasha. That tiny hargasha is almost negligible, but there is a hargasha. So is that negligible hargasha by a tinokes where she barely perceives anything, is that going to be considered halachic hargasha? In other words, the nervous system, something happened, but it's something that's so small. So Rav Yashiv says, we see from here that you don't look for the hargasha at all. Because even if it was a grown person, maybe the grown person wouldn't feel it. It's not because the baby can't talk. Okay, so that is in regards to one of the Talmidim also asked me, always push me if I'm not clear in terms of halacha lemaisa, lemaisa, lemaisa. So halacha lemaisa, it seems from our Masorah and our yeshiva, both our yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, as well as our yeshiva in America. That's how I learned it then as well. It's closest with Rav Yashiv's approach. But there are other yeshivas, other batei hora. I did go to a base hora, and they did ask, when I had a shiloh, was there a hargasha? And generally, in my experience in our yeshiva, we don't assume that there is an issue. If it's essentially her period, so then in such a case, we treat it as nida d'oraisa, and we don't even inquire of whether there was a hargasha at all, both lekula and lechumra. Okay, let's Be'ezer Hashem begin today's topic. We're beginning Simin Kuf Pei Dalid. Let's take a look. We're going to have three, actually, very important Gemaras. As our Derech, we're going to try to see. We're not going to be able to learn the Gemaras well. For example, Natan came over to me and he said, maybe you could read Rashi differently than the Sidrei Tahara last week. That we can't do in Shir, but at least just to go through the most basic way of learning up this, knowing where the Halacha comes from the sources, I told the Chevra the first Shir, I highly encourage you, I highly request you, of you, to bring a Gemara, because we're going to try to start every sugya from the Gemaras. It's a passion of mine that the Gemara is often forgotten. So let's take a look. By the way, the first time I learned Hilchos Nida, it was June's man with Rav Shechter, Shlita. I was about your age, about your age. And Rav Shechter did all of Nida in 20 days, 25 days, Kedarko v'Kodesh. And Rav Shechter opened the Gemara. And he said, there's a Gemara. He didn't bring in a Shulchan Aruch or anything. You know, Rav Shechter could say Shir without any Sfarim at all. He didn't bring in this, but he brought a Gemara. I don't think he brought a Shulchan Aruch. Maybe a day or two he brought a Shulchan Aruch. And he just started from the Gemara. He started that there's a Pasuk over here, Kedarko v'Kodesh. He starts, the Pasuk says, and then he started the Gemara. So let's take a look at this Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph. He reads the Gemara, and then he tells you that the Rambam says like this, and Tosfos says like this. So my Gemara that I have, the margins are just notes, listening in Rav Shechter's Shia. The Rav Shechter taught all of Hilchos Nida straight from the Gemara. That's really, that you know, they say the Gra used to chazer kol Torah kula from Torah towards the end of his life. That's the way it's supposed to be done. We can't do it in that Madrega, but at least let's get back to the way our Rabbeim started, that our Rabbeim started from the Gemaras themselves, not just reading Kitzer books, and not just reading the Shulchan Aruch. Our goal is to know Shulchan Aruch Kol. That's our goal, to know Shulchan Aruch Kol. But at least to have an understanding of where things come. There was a hand over here? Somebody? Yeah.
Do I still have time to get a Gemara? Sure.
We'll start, but we won't get very far. Okay, so the Mishnah says on the Yud Aleph. Oh, you know what? Here I have a Gemara. Here we go. Sure. The Mishnah says on the Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Afal pisha amru dayo shaita. We should be familiar with this term. There is a discussion in the first perek, perek Shammai, of a woman sees blood. How far back do we have to assume that a woman began her period? Do you assume only from this moment and say she had a cheskes tahara up until then? Or do you say that it's not dayashaita, but rather it's mifkida lefkida, you go back a 24-hour period. So Mishnah says, afal pishamu dayashaita, there are many women, like Izkena and others, that we say dayashaita, that we don't assume that her period started beforehand. Nevertheless, sricha lios bodekes, she needs to do a bedika. Skipping down, the Mishnah gives exceptions, it's not important for us now. Upamayim tzricha lios badekes, and she needs to check twice. Shachris ubein hashmashos. Both in the morning and the evening. Ubisha, as well as, if she has tashmish, she overish l'shamish espesa. The Gemara tells us, and that means when she has relations to her husband. On Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara cuts down this requirement of bedika. And we begin, Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, discussing the requirement of a woman to check before she has relations with her husband. On Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lo Yishanu Ela L'Taharis, Aval L'Bayla Muteris. The halachi is that she only has to check if she's Osek B'Taharos. In other words, she is coming in contact with Truma that has to be Tor, or Kodshim, Aval L'Bayla Muteris, but to her husband she be Mutter without the Bedika. Says Gemara, Pshita Shachris Tnan, Eliyat Mar Sefer Mitmar, Ubashashi Overs L'Shamish Es Beisa. When the Mishnah said, when she had relations, that's only if she's also Sekis B'Taharis. And the Gemara explains, Amar Yudah Meshmur, Lo Shana L'B'Isha Sekis B'Taharis, Migu Boi B'Dika L'Taharis, Boi B'Dika Nami L'Baila. Just like a woman requires to check before she's Osek B'Taharos. She's Tmei, of course, when she's Anida. So she needs to check beforehand to assure that she is not Anida. She can't be Osek B'Taharos when she's Anida. So too, she needs Labaila. Avol Eina Asuka B'Taharos Lo Boi B'Dika. By the way, this seems to be the Maskanas HaGemara. The simplest way of reading all of Maseches Nida is based on these lines on the Gemara Yud Aleph on the Beis, and that is that as a general rule, a woman who is going to have relations with her husband does not require a bedika. A woman who is osekes b'taharos does need to do a bedika beforehand. I would have thought the opposite. That's why you need chazal. I might have thought that nida is nisr kares. There, if there's a concern, then she would need to, in contrast to Taharos, but the simple Gemara says the exact opposite. It's a fascinating question, why? And then the Gemara says, but if it's a woman who's already going to be Osek B'Taharos, Migu, this is not a Migu like a Migu in Cheskes Abatim, Migu, that since she's going to be required for taharis. So, so too, she's going to be a baila. What is it if it's not a migu? It's not a koyach hatayna. So, what is this migu? So, Rashi along the lines somewhere here. Rashi explains migu debay bedikla taharis la acher tashmish shema rasa la acher tashmish machmas tashmish. Once the halacha says that. Why would she need a bedika? She would need a bedika for taharis if she had relations, because we're afraid that the relations would bring about the menstrual period. Once upon a time, that was a common phenomenon. So, boy nami bedika lebaila lefnei tashmish. She needs bedika as well before tashmish. So, really, the requirement is to have a bedika after tashmish because she's going to be involved with taharis, and tashmish will bring about her tuma. However, migu, the migu says that no, not only does she require after, she'll also require before. Presumably, the migu is just pasha pshat, would be that we're concerned that if we're going to say that after, we're afraid that there's going to be dam in the tashmish, so then you should have to check also before. How do you know that there's no, you're really concerned that there was dam in this tashmish? So you should be concerned as well before. Really, you could differentiate between the two, hence the words migu, and Chazal Zalo Plug said you need both before and after. Now, the simple reading of this Gemara, as well as, I said, many, many dapim in the Masechta, is this way, that at the end of the day, a woman doesn't need to do bedika stam bizman hazeh. So let's begin. Yes?
The Maskara of the Gemara is also pain.
Oh, very good. Yes, the pashtus of the Gemara is both for a woman who has veskavu and not. Can anybody scream out where that would be mashma from the Gemara? Anybody give a line?
The Gemara said that.
I would have a havamina that this halach only applies with a woman without a veses. Avalisha shein leveses boy bedika. The Gemara seems to conclude this applies both by a woman who has a veses and a woman who doesn't have a veses. By the way, if you want to summarize Rabbi Willig Shlita's approach, I was zocha many years ago to do Shimush for a time with Rabbi Willig, with Rabbi Ari Berman and Rabbi Asaf Ben Narsh also. Rabbi Willig, if you summarize one of Rabbi Willig's big kulas, Rabbi Willig called it, they're basically, you shouldn't be doing bedikas at all, in general. And that's this Gemara. We're going to see. It's complicated. Shulchan Aruch is complicated.
This Gemara just is talking about Tashmish.
What's that?
This Gemara just talking about
Tashmish. Okay. But the simple reading of the Gemara comes out is you don't need all. Let's continue. You're Beis Amid Aleph. By the way, this is not the Stimas HaTalmud according to all Rishonim. I'm just pointing about the simple pshat. Let's continue. Beis Amid Aleph. Before we go to the tour, since you started asking about that, Yonatan, I was going to go to the tour and then read the Gemara. But since you're saying it this way, let's take a look at Beis Amid Aleph. Then I'll take the question. The Gemara says, "Boy minir Rabbi Zerim Rabbi Yehuda, isha maushetiv dokatzma lebaila." Rabbi Zera asked her, Rabbi Yehuda, "Okay, what happens if a woman wants to check? Amalei lo tivdok, she shouldn't. V'tivdok umabekach." So Chazal were so sensitive. Quoting Rabbi Willig, Rav Ram Willig told me in the name of his father that every chumrah in Hilchos Nida runs the risk of being a kula in Shalom Bayis. Kula means compromising Shalom Bayis. So it's very easy to be machmir in Hilchos Nida, but at the end of the day, and that governs one of our great Rebbe's approaches. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says over here. Im kein libo nokvo parish. The woman's going to check, and the husband's an Oved Hashem. So we're afraid that there's a possibility. Sometimes just OCD. That's not avodas Hashem. But it could be that in pure avodas Hashem, also the husband will be parish, and that's not a good thing. So therefore, the Gemara says that she shouldn't check. So let's take a look at Simin Kuf Pei Dal in the Tour. Says the Tour, Rova Anashim Yesh Lanvestos Liris Uzman Yidua Kol Achas Lefiz Mana Ustam Veses Hu Mishloshim Yom Lishloshim Yom. The tour starts out with a woman who doesn't have a vesas. And he says, a stam vesas is for 30 days. For those of you who really want to be umeled in the amkus, take a look at the Shach and Sivkat and Beza, how he describes it. We're going to come back to that Shach and Mirtz Hashem later on, but it's not the topic for today. V'chol mi sheyesh lo veses kavua, whoever has a veses kavua, baila bo aleha shelo b'shas vesta kamo sheyirtza, ve'ena tzricha b'dika, v'ad rabbe ein lo livdok lifnei tashmish, shelo yehei libo nokfo poresh. Now, as Rav Yaakov pointed out, the Torah was careful to differentiate between a woman who has a veses and a woman who doesn't have a veses. And that's why the topic for today is a woman who does have a veses, which makes our discussion today not as halacha lemaisa, because most women today do not have a veses, but nevertheless, we pointed out, A, that the simple reading of the Gemara is that it would apply both to a woman who has a veses as well as a woman who doesn't. We're going to see that's a machlokas rishonim that we'll discuss down the line. And we see that a woman who does have a veses, she should not be bodekes because we're afraid that her husband's going to be porish. That is only, the Torah said, lefnei tashmish. Aval kol amar belivdok shelo b'shas tashmish harezen mishubachas. However, if we're talking about shelo b'shas tashmish, then it's mishubachas because she won't be chasing her husband away. And if she knows that she's in need, they could save themselves from chas v'chalila and Isser Kares. Let's take a look and see its formulation in Shulchan Aruch. Yes, Avi.
But if she does a thing before and she actually finds that she is a Nida, wouldn't that be saving them from an Isser Kares per se?
Correct.
So even though.
So we don't presume that her period is coming now. So therefore, the halacha doesn't require her to check. And if she is going, and we will discourage her because of Kedei Shelo Yehei Libo Nokfo, but even if it's Shelo B'Shas Vestas, why not? Kol Amar V'de Livdo Kareza Meshubach for the outside possibility, then a check should be made. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Zok Deheilige Mechaber. Roy Vanoshim Yeshlam Vestas, Liris Bizman Yedua, Kigome Esrim Lom, Esrim Yom, Meshoshim Yom, Meshoshim Yom. Most women, and here we point out that the Metzius has changed today. Here the Mechaber says most women have a particular veses. V'chol isha sheyesh la veses kavua bo aleha shelo b'shas vesta ve'eina tzricha b'dika lefnei tashmish. Rabbi Osaki, you point in pshat that's important, jump out at us over here. Yes, Yonatan?
No adurabba.
Correct. The Mechaber over here says eina tzricha b'dika lefnei tashmish. She doesn't need to do bedika prior to tashmish, and as the parentheses points out, that is the shita of the Rambam, and the Gra points this out clearly in Sifkat and Beis. Zeh das Rambam. The Rambam understood that we didn't mean to say that she should not, but rather there isn't a requirement. Vayin reish simen kuf pei vav. There we're going to have a very unique shita of the Rambam. Aval kol haposkim cholkim alav ve'ein matzrichin af la'acher tashmish, the Moshe Kosev Shom. There the Rambam goes on and says you don't need to have bedika before tashmish, but you have to do bedika after tashmish. And the Gra over here says in general we don't follow the shitas haRambam, and that's why the Shach comments in Sif Katan Dalid, Haynu La Rambam Shevi Mechaber Resh Kuf Pei Vav, Avol Rov Aposkim Het Shevi Shom Adas Rav Shom Vekan Ein Lo Lachmir Klal Livdok Lo Lifnei Tashlo Yehin Benokfo Kivan Dura Ishto Bodekes Mechashiv Shem Lo Regish Lo Osa Bodekes. The husband's going to be concerned. Maybe his wife had Argosha Uporish. V'lo Lachar Tashmi Shlo Yehin Libo Nokfo Uporish Mekanu La Ba. And not afterwards. So what are we afraid? Libo Nokfo. So afterwards, why shouldn't she check afterwards? So she shouldn't check afterwards because we're afraid that the husband sees, wait a second, we had tashmish and she was so concerned after tashmish that there was blood. So then once again, here we're afraid that next time that they're going to discuss having tashmish, he's going to be porish. And then the Shach concludes, just nokfo means to shudder, to knock. He's going to be concerned. V'hadar minam b'shas ulekamon simen kuf tzadivav tes kol yad amar b'livdo kareza meshubachas ayitza b'ferish ha-gemara that you should check, haynu shelo b'shas tashmish. So you have to say that is shelo b'shas tashmish. So Rabbosai, we follow la halacha as the Shach points out, not the Shita Rambam of Eino Tzricha Bedika, which might suggest that there is a some type of Lefnim Ashuris Hadin to check. No, you should not check. And the Ramah concludes, Gam Ein Lo La'achmeh Levdok Atzma, Lo Lefnei Tashmish, Ve Lo La'achar Tashmish, Shlo Yein Lo Bonok Fo Parish, Al Shlo B'Shas Tashmish, Kol Amar Be'Levdok HaReza Meshubachas. If you take a look at our supplemental book, actually Poskim today, I wouldn't say that Badei HaShulchan goes as far as Rav Willig Shlita. By the way, the Sefer Badei HaShulchan is amazing. I can't overemphasize what an amazing Sefer it is to minimize Bedikas altogether. However, both the Badei HaShulchan and Rav Nissim Karelts, and this is something when we did Shimush with Rabbi Willig, he emphasized as well. Both of them cut down even the V'chol HaMarbe Shelo B'Shas Tashmish. First of all, the Badei HaShulchan in Sifkat and Yud, it's a mistake on the Maran Mekomos, it's not Sifkat and Tes, it's Sifkat and Yud. In the first page in the supplemental booklet, the Badei HaShulchan writes, HaRezim Meshubachas, V'yesh HaKosvu SheGam B'zeh Einem Mutter, Elek Yishepodeket Shelo B'fnei Baila V'Shelo B'Yidiyaso. So the Badei HaShulchan says, once we have this concern, Shelo Yedli Bonokfo, see, he says there's some who say, he points out that the Taras Yisrael says it, and he argues on the bottom in Yud Aleph that the Rajba seems to say that as well, that she should never check in front of her husband, because if we have a concern of Shaloye Libonokfo, let's say after Tashmish, that if he sees her checking, he won't want to have Tashmish. So as well, at all times, it should not be done in front of him, and that would seem to me as well with his awareness. It shouldn't be done with his awareness at all. Wait, slow. We'll get to the bottom line. According to Badei HaShulchan, a woman should not check with the awareness of her husband, even if it's neither before Tashmish or after Tashmish. Rav Nissim Karelitz in the Chuta Shani, in the second page of the supplemental booklet, says first, why is it in Oz Dalet? Why is it that we say Kol HaMarbe? He says, Atamet Bnei She'efsho She'avol Dam Gam Shelo B'Shas Vesta. There is always a possibility there's going to be blood, and therefore, on the books, we have the Gemara in Yugimel says, Cholamar belivdok hareze mishubachas. However, the Rav Nissim Karelitz raises the most important thing that a Rav should know in as far as this Ishnu. Va'amna, isha shiribu yabdikos gomrim lo sritos uchidome, eina bodekes elamash michrieves alpidim. Now, Rav Karelitz presents this in its most parva version. Rav Karelitz says that there are women who, when they check, it could cause scratches in the vaginal area and ultimately lead to bleeding, which would be confused with dam nida when it's really dam maka. From my rabbeim, I heard this in even stronger terms. And that is that, in general, that's one of the reasons that we don't encourage bedika. It's the term of the Gemara, according to the way I understood it from my rabbeim, b'chol amar belivdo kareza meshubachas, is very much cut down today because of the concern that women will scratch themselves. And therefore, one should be careful and not encourage, in general, bedikas. You know, Rav Nevin Sal said to me, at the end of the day, there is v'chol hamar belivdok, but he agreed that if there is any concern with what I had heard from my Rebbeim and Shivas Rebbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, that if there is any concern that there is going to be any type of scratch, which is very, very common today, so then we don't apply v'chol hamar belivdok very much today at all. Will there be exceptions where a woman is quite sure that she wouldn't get a scratch? Maybe. Could be, but in general, as we were guided as Chassanim 20 years ago, we were not encouraged to follow V'chol Amar Belivdok HaRezim Meshubachas because of the reason. Notice, Rav Karelitz says in a much more powerful way. He just says that there are women that it's common for them to get scratched. So I can tell you, Halacha L'maisa L'maisa, it's not just that there are some women. That's extremely, extremely common today. And the proof of the pudding is, as Rabbi Weitzman mentioned, that there are so many women who are trained to be bodeket, to check if that the bleeding is due to some type of scratch in the vaginal area, or it's based truly on dam nida, and that's a very, very important thing that's very necessary in our community. It comes up all the time. Rabbi Weitzman gave us bedika costs to look at to try to quote unquote guess or ascertain whether it's truly from a makkah or from the uterine lining, and that is something that's quite common today. So basically, kalamarba livdok is something that is not followed too much. That's the way I was makabel from my rabbeim. Again, both here in the yeshiva as well as Rav Nevinsel as well said we have to teach this halacha. It's the Shulchan Aruch. Kol Amar Belivdok Reza Mishubachas. But at the end of the day today, it's a big risk, and that has to be kept in mind. Okay. We're now ready to go to Roman number 2. There was a hand somewhere over here. Yeah.
I have just a further question along those lines. Like, what is the scenario that women would be an expert in checking without making
Then maybe that's Rav Nevinsel's exact point. Even though it's common today and we would discourage women, but if there was a situation, so then it's still Rav Nevinsel's point was that we shouldn't take it out of the Shulchan Aruch.
Are we saying that women back then were different than women now?
I could speculate answers, but I don't know if we have to do that now. We could speculate. In the base marriage, we could definitely speculate about that. Yes?
Hey, Rabbi, is there a difference of
You mean the lashon of that the mechaber said ein tzricha bedika lefnei tashmish? I will get to a very important difference in minhag between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. I do not recall in what I saw in the Sfarim from Mordechai Eliyahu and Chacham Avadia, Zecher Tzadik and Levracha. I don't recall them formulating it different than the Ramah, but it would be appropriate to look into. Even though you could be medayik ein atzricha, as far as I know, I'm not aware of any difference.
What about lachar tashmish? Let's say the
so that we'll get to in Kufayin Vav. That really hasn't come up here very much. We'll get to that because achar tashmish is extremely extremely complicated. That's one of those. That's like 7-Eleven. So yeah, that's complicated. Very very complicated. I want to leave that for now. I want to talk about the basics and so yeah. So
just the Tashmish of the Ramah, that's talking about Shas Tashmish. Nachor?
Correct.
Okay, so does that mean that you would apply to but just a simple application of Marba Libdo, that would apply Shalom B'Shas Tashmish?
Yeah, that's the.
The women you just randomly check each day.
That's the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch. Avo Shalom B'Shas Tashmish, Kolamar B'Libdo, Karezim Meshubachat.
The Halach of Lois is really like the Ramah. And then the question is, well, what do we do with Karezim Meshubachat?
Right, and the Ramah, but the Ramah seems to agree with it. This is not a machlokes. The Ramah's agree. Harezim Meshubachas. Correct. Okay, Bezer Hashem. One of the beautiful sugyas, which is Halacha Lamaisa, as well as has beautiful, beautiful lamdos. There's a beautiful Reb Chaim on it, which only found its way into Mar Makomos with a parenthesis. That's the most that we're going to give it, that Natana and Yisrael could attest that is mitzah ermi. I would love to do the Reb Chaim, but everything has its time and its place. This is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful sugya. Let's take a look, start from the beginning. Even the Agada connected to the sugya is beautiful. The Gemara in Shavuos, here's a photocopy for those who don't have. Shavuos on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis says, Tan Rabbanim, Vizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. This is a pasuk at the end of the parsha of Tumah v'Tahara, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua Mikan Azar B'nei Yisrael, we should be careful. Sheyifreshu min Shosein Samach Leveston, that they should separate from their wives. This is a very important word. Samuch Leveston, close to the Veses. Of course, the Veses is the time that we anticipate her menstrual period to begin. V'kama Amar Rabba Ona, Amar Rabbi Yochum Shem Shem Mechai, Kol Shem Parish Me'isha, Ona is a 12-hour period. We'll get back to how you define the word ona. What does it mean? How do you define that 12-hour period that the Gemara tells us about on Samach Gimel on the Beis? I was on the Mar Mikomos. Kol Shein Aporish Miyisho says Rashbi Samach Levesta Afilu Havilon Bonim Kibnei Aaron Chasuchelu Mason Dechsiv Izartim Es Bnei Yisrael Mitumasam Vadova Menudavas of Samach Leachrei Mos. So there's a very strong admonition over here from Rashbi about being Porish Samach Levesta, and then there's a very warm expression from the Gemara afterwards from Chia Bar Abba. You know, it's amazing that the Koach of Rashbi, that everybody feels connected to him, even Jews who are not so religious. Rashbi was he was fire. The Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Haporesh Miishto Samach Levest, Nini Havi Yilam Banim Scharim. Whoever is Poresh has male, will be Zochet to have appropriate male children. And the Gemara quotes Rabbi Shua ben Levi that they'll have children that are Ru'uyin Lahora, that they're Ru'uy to Hora. I just want to add, I do this a little bit of Pachat, because I normally don't touch on these inyanim. They're beyond me, they're for inyanim for tzaddikim. But I just want to add that couples that have spoken to me, that have asked about skulas and so on and so forth, about having children or shalom bayis and so on. So I don't have a masorah of skulas. Tonight in the Musar we'll talk about that skulas are sometimes very dangerous and one needs to work on things that are personal and not just by rote skulas. But from this Gemara, there were times that a couple came to me and they asked of whether they should take on a particular thing. So I thought that's a beferish of Gemara, that this Gemara speaks about that there is maftiach, the havil banim scharim, havil banim shiruyim lahora. So you don't need to go to fancy schools that we don't understand. We have a beferish of Gemara that tells us vizartim bnei Yisrael mitumasam. And I think in terms of practice as well, that's something that a Rav can give advice. Obviously, that needs to be done with tremendous sensitivity, forethought, and cheshbon hanefesh. Okay, so that's this Gemara that says vizartim bnei Yisrael mitumasam, that there's a chiyuv to be poresh samuch levesta. Now, the nature of this chiyuv to be poresh samuch levesta, we mentioned that the Gemara in Samach Gimel Mebeis in Nida tells us exactly what is the period of Ona. There are different tanoim within that Gemara. It would be appropriate to take a look at that Gemara. I'm going to spend a little bit less time on that Gemara. But let's now immediately jump from the Gemara in Shavuos to we'll come back to the Gemara in Nida, Samach Gimel Mebeis. Let's jump immediately to the Rambam. In our supplemental booklet, we have the Rambam. How does the Rambam codify this field of Prisha Samuch Levesta? So the Rambam in Perek Dalid Halacha Yud Beis in Isurei Bia writes, Va'asar loy la'adam lovay al ishtoi Samuch Levesta. It's prohibited for a man to have relations with his wife Samuch, close to her period of Levesta. Shema tira dam b'shas tashmish. Perek Dalid Halacha Yud Beis. Yeah. Shenemar Vizartim es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. The Kama, you know, let's see the Rambam's definition of the Ona here. Ima yadarka liros b'yom, aslo shamish mitchilas hayom. If she normally sees during the day, already from the beginning of the day, even if she normally sees at 4 o'clock, he has to be porish beforehand from the beginning of the day. Vima yadarka liros b'layla, aslo shamish mitchilas halayla. Clearly the Rambam says that the chiyuv prisha, samuch, means prior to the time that she normally sees, and that would be from the morning as well of either the day or the night. Now what's interesting in the codification of the Rambam, that's going to create real problems for us, that's where the real lamdus as well as the iyun in halacha is going to come to the fore, and that is that the Rambam over here seems to say that this is a requirement min ha-Torah. This is a din d'oraisa. Shenemar vizartim es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. The Rambam seems to understand the Gemara in Shavuos is extremely, extremely serious. It's not some asmachta of gzeira that Chazal made and found the source in the pasuk, even though there's a lot of agoda that comes along with it, and maybe one would have thought that it's some type of eitzah tova or something like that. No. This is a din d'oraisa vizartim b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. Chiyuv prisha samuch levesta from the Rambam is mashma that it's a din d'oraisa. Of course, the problem that one could ask is that we have an important sugya on daf tes zayin. Let's take a look. This is an extremely important gemara. So let's just, I'm not going to do this every shir to review all the important gemaras that we've seen up until now, but I think you should make a list of all the important gemaras that we've done, and this is another very important gemara. So we've done Nun Zayin, we've done the gemara on Daf Yud Aleph and Daf Yud Beis. There's that important gemara Shavuos. Daf Samach Gimel gives us the shir of the Ona. Now we're taking a look on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. The gemara has a very important discussion. Itmar, about 12 lines from the top. Isha sheyesh laveses higiyashas vesta v'lo badka ula besof badka. A woman anticipates her period, and her the day passes, but she doesn't check to see if her period came. And then she checks later on. So let's say, for argument's sake, she checks a day later. So what's the halacha? Tezayin amir aleph, 12 lines from the top. Amarav batka umatzas tmeya tmeya. If she checks a day later and she finds blood, she's tamei. Tahora. If she checks and she doesn't find any blood, she's tahora. Now, mind you, that's despite the fact that she checked a full day later. Again, the precise amount of time is a discussion. We're not going to get involved with how much time it is. But it was later. Now, what could have happened is their period came and she missed it. She missed it. Today, it's a little bit uncommon, you would argue, because at the end of the day, it would be on her undergarments. In those days, it was less common to wear undergarments. It might have been a small amount of blood. So there's a little bit of a chiddush over here. And that's why Shmuel disagrees. Ushmuel amar filu batko matza tahora namitneya. Mipnei she'orach bizmano ba. The reason that she is tmeya is you have to assume, if her veses is going to come, that it's come and she is now tmeya. Now we have a great Amora, and his name is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Skipping down the couple of Amoraim, Tosis will make a big deal of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, what is the crux of this machlokus? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar, Bevestos Kamiflagai, Demar Savar Vestos Doraisa, Umar Savar Vestos Dorabonin. What was our case? She checks a day later, she didn't fly any blood. Could you say that that's a proof that that she's Tahora? Or do you say, no, her Vesas was supposed to come? And the fact that you don't see blood is due to some technicality. Says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that depends, we're talking on a level of Doraisa, that depends on whether the Torah views a woman's calendar as proof to her Nida status. Vestos Daraisa says, the Torah says, that if she sees every Rosh Chodesh, then if Rosh Chodesh comes and goes, she's a Nida Daraisa, whether she finds blood or not. However, if you say that the Vestos Darabonin, so now you have a Safek on a level of Daraisa, you check the day after Rosh Chodesh, so there's room to be Mekel.
Again,
Vestos
Daraisa means if she checks
within a very short period of time, then it's not possible that it came. But if you have any type of, you have to rely on any presumed status, you can't say she has a cheskas tahara, she has a cheskas tumah. And if you take a look, Tosas over there on Tezayin Amin Aleph, Rav Nachman, Tosas says, Nira da halacha de vestos de rabbanon, de rachman bar yitzchak tu basra islay de lera vestos de rabbanon. Of course, it was a machlokis Rav and Shmuel, so it's fascinating. We pass in like Rav when it comes to Yisurim. By the way, how do you remember this? My Shonabet tell me to remember my way of remembering. Rav has a resh in it, so you pass like Rav when it comes to Yisurim. Shmuel has a mem in it. Shmuel, you pass in like when it comes to Mamonos. That's the rule of thumb. Fascinating. Both of them argue, both in Mamonos and in Yisurim. For some reason, we follow Rav when it comes to Yisurim. Two good buddies, Rav and Shmuel, great, fantastic Amoraim. We follow, for some reason, Rav Yisurim. Shmuel, when it comes to Mamonos, this is the case of Yisurim. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is saying it's an achlokus where the Vestos Daraisa, Vestos Darabanan. If you do the math, what comes out is that Rav is saying Vestos Darabanan, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, says Tesis, Vestos Darabanan. It's not just Tosis. This is how the Rambam paskins as well.
Who?
The Rambam, Maimonides, also paskins that Vestos are derabbanan. Frecht all the gedolei achrayim, the stira. On the one hand, we say vizartem bnei Yisrael mitu masam, that there's a chiyu prisha d'oraisa according to the Rambam. Yet at the same time, we paskin Vestos derabbanan. Let's put that aside, and let's be. In yeshivas, we run to the fancy terrace. But here, in Baruch Hashem, now there's a certain maturity. I look at the Talmidim HaZocha to learn with them in yeshiva. So now we have a certain maturity that we've been introduced to the beautiful Sefer. You can't really teach second year and third boys to learn. And that is the Beis Yosef, the beautiful, beautiful Sefer of Beis Yosef that has everything you need. So let's take a look at how the Beis Yosef presents the sugya while we put that stira on the side. So let's take a look at the Beis Yosef. Of course, it never hurt to read the tour. Zok de heliga tour. Sifkot and Beis. U'bishas vesta tzarek lifrosh mimena ona achas. At the time of her expected vesas, they need to separate one ona. Imu b'yom parash menu osayom kulo. Afilu ma'veses b'sofo. Umutur miyad b'layla shel achrab. But they're allowed to have relations afterwards. V'chein imi v'tchulaso parash kol yom mutur kol alayla shel fanav. Etc. Etc. Says the Beis Yosef, Beis Aleph. U'bishas vesta tzarek lifrosh mimena ona achas. Beperek shein nishuas, aperek yisha shiyasa tzrachel, v'kasaram perek shein nishuas. Dehadet tzarek lifrosh ona achas samach levesta. Afal gav de bigamar maisila mikra asmachta ba'almo. So we have a machloikis between the Ran and the way we read in the yeshivas the Rambam. Probably not only in the yeshivas, probably also the yeshivas, of course, was from Reb Chaim and others. But not only the way we read yeshivas, I think the poskim also assume that there's a machlokas Rambam and Ran over here, and that is that the Ran assumes that Vizarta Mnei Yisrael Mitu Masum is only Din Rabbanan. So that's fine. Vestos are Drabban and Sasmach the Balma. And everything's going to be good. And that's how the Beis Yosef learns. The Beis Yosef learns like everything is good. Da Kaimalon Vestos Drabbanan. We paskin Vestos are Drabbanan. Vakakos are Rajvatar Sabais, Bechindas Harosh, Kamosh Echto Besamoch. So that's the Beis Yosef's approach. Now, Rabosai, this is really important. These words of the Beis Yosef are extremely important. Because the Beis Yosef over here codifies that Vestos are Darabonim. And that's how he explains, V'izartem b'nei Yisrael mitumasa. We're going to see, Rav Yaakov, you asked, difference between approaches in Sfardim and Ashkenazim. We're going to see over here that there are there is quite a significance between Svardim and Ashkenaz in this regard. Let me take a step back, and before we go on with the Beis Yosef, and give you a couple of very practical nafkaminas that come out due to the fact that the Beis Yosef said that Vestos are Derabbanan. First of all, in your Marim Mekomos, I quoted a sefer. Many of you who are from New York have heard of the Poseg in Queens, Rav Olbaum, Rav Noach Olbaum. So there's a sefer called Chukas Tahara. The Mechaber sefer does a lot of printing the psukim of many big poskim. He just printed psukim of Rav Nevinsal as well, and he also printed the shiurim and the psukim of Rav Olbaum. This sometimes comes up. A woman lost her calendar, and she knows about 3 or 4 days. She expects her period within these 3 or 4 days. So if Vizartem b'nei Yisrael mitumasam is a din d'oraisa, we got a major problem on our hands. A major problem. If, however, you learn like the Beis Yosef, Vestos er d'rabbonon, Vizartem b'nei Yisrael mitumasam is asmach d'baal mikuvi mekel. And Rav Olbaum seemed to be mekel, and paskin that the halach is that one could be makled if there is a suffix over here, because Vestos Darabanan and Vizartem B'nei Yisrael Mitumasam. If you take a look at Reforced Sefer on page 414, I did not photocopy it because it wasn't on the shelf. So that was a message. So in Reforced Sefer, he has a long arichus over there about this sugya of what happens if a woman loses his calendar. Reforced as choshesh for those who hold that's d'oraisa, not he himself, but he's choshesh based on many poskim that we're going to see shortly. But that's a geshmak and nafkamina. If you're asking what's a nafkamina, whether you learn like the Beis Yosef, or we're going to see some who hold on to this idea that Vizartem b'nei Yisrael mitumasam is a din d'oraisa like the Rambam, if a woman loses her calendar, that's going to be a very, very big nafkamina. Yes, Ramesha?
What does it mean to be mekel in that situation?
What it means to be mekel is to say, well, it's a suffix, or every night is a suffix, yeah, they're abundant, and then they don't have to be washed. Again, 441 and 442. You were spared the torture because I didn't find it on the shelf. Take a look over there. Rabbi Force goes through many, many cheshbonos. It's not poshut halacha lemaisa 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 what would be done. Although Rav Olbaum's a great poisik, you could rely. Just check up, make sure that I read the sefer correctly. Check up and make sure Rav Olbaum actually said it. That's also sometimes you have to when it's not put out. By he wrote Askama that he on the sefer himself. But that would be a very poignant nafkamina. Reforced starting point is going to be with the Piskei Tshuva that we're going to see that's not so partial at all. And therefore, it could very well be that this will be, you were asking, nafkamina between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. The Beis Yosef is quite clear. Chacham Avadya Zatzal is quite clear. Vestos derabonon, Vizartim b'nei Yisrasam derabonon. That, and therefore, in such a case, there's much more room to be makel, in contrast to the Masorah of Ashkenaz that we're about to get to, which Rav Nevinzal seems to be more choshesh for, and that is a Chsam Sofer and the No de Bihuda and so on and so forth, where we're going to get a very different dichotomy in which there might be much more room to be machmir. Rav Forst is also working, like Rav Nevinzal, within those in the Pischei Tshuva, and hence Rav Forst has a long arichus about when you could be Mekel and when you could be Machmer. Rav Olbaum seemed to be saying, at the end of the day, the Pashtus is the Shulchan Aruch, and the fact that we have a Pischei Tshuva and so on and so forth, in the case of Bidiyavad, then, you know, to be Machmer in such a case would be really difficult. You read in Rav Forst's case, there are poskim from Hungary over there, there are Machmer that they have to separate for 4, 5, 6 days. That's a very, very heavy thing, and that's where Rav Willig's line about a Chumra and Hilchos Nida and Kula and Shalom Vayis is important. Yes, Michael?
Can I possibly explain, I don't know if it's possible, just how to know when, which way this Yosef was when he also quotes on the other side of Megillat is saying a few people would say that it was Derabanan, now that there was Sefer Truma Kassav in Deraisa also.
Yeah, so I think the way to go about that is to look at, there are a few things to look at. The question was, for those who didn't hear the question was, how do you decide what is the Beis Yosef's opinion if he quotes a few dissenting views? So first of all, we know that the Beis Yosef's own, well, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, but over here, the Shulchan Aruch, one could argue, is not so helpful. Because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't spell out whether it's Doraisa or Derabanan. It's not clear in the Shulchan Aruch whether it's Doraisa or Derabanan. We're going to have other cases where the Shulchan Aruch, where the Beis Yosef will, that's why you got to know all the halachas. The Beis Yosef will make reference to the idea. He will use the expression in a few places in Hilchos Nida, Kivan de Kaimelon Vestos Derabanan. And he alludes, he doesn't seem to create the dichotomy that Vestos are Derabanan and Vizartim Bnei Yisrael Mitumasam is Doraisa. That's A. B is, in terms of the way he formulates in the Beis Yosef himself, he starts off quoting these prominent Rishonim, and then he quotes a couple of exceptions from the Rishonim, Aval, which would seem to indicate as well that he's learning Doraisa. So this is based also on a little bit of experience that the Beis Yosef in a few places seems to assume Vesus Derabanan. But again, we're learning together, and maybe some Talmud or Rebbe will come over and they'll say, you know, there's...
We trust to make the Doraisa people be Derabanan anyway.
Right. The tone of it seems to be, I agree, the tone of it seems to be in that direction. Another nafkamina of whether Vestos Derabanan or Doraisa comes up in a Pischei Tshuva later on. Take a look at the Pischei Tshuva in Sifkatan Chav Beis, in Kuf Pei Dalid. Here we have a very important heter. And this is where, this is another place where the Beis Yosef, Michael says, Avestos are Derabanan. We're going to have a shiur about this shortly in Simin Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Yud. We'll discuss this in the next shiur, so I'm not doing the whole sugya now, but a fascinating heter. Harotza Letzei Sladerech. If a man is going on a trip, Sarech Lifkod Ishto Afilu Samuch Levesta. It's amazing. On the one hand, the Gemara says, Vizartem B'nei Yisrael Mitumasam, that he have to be Parish Samach Levesta. On the other hand, Simin Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Yud, the Mechaber says that if you want to take a trip, then you have to have relations Samach Levesta. Tzarech. Tzarech. He needs to. So, Michael, to answer your question, the Beis Yosef over there in Kuf Pei Dalet Yud, if I'm not mistaken, comments that the logic of it is based on the following. Vestos are derabbanan. It's not that the Torah says that this is a Shara Mu'ud. The Torah says that she's going to be, that she is, we are to anticipate her Nida, period. No. The way in which it works is that the Rabbanan were Machmir. So the Rabbanan were Machmir also said, this is a Makar for Rabbi Willig's line. They said, we decided, we're putting Shalom Bayis first. We don't want the wife to feel that her husband is running away. So therefore, Tzarech Lifkod Ishto Afilu Samuch Levesta. What's that?
He says that Vestos Maitam Vestos Derabbanan and Mekomets Velogosim.
Yeah. Very good. That's what we meant. Okay. So that's the psak over here, Rotzei Sladarach. By the way, we're going to have next week, Tosis in Yevamos on Samach Beis learns differently. Tosis learns an entirely different pshat. And why? Because Tosis over there says Vestos Daraisa. So that's another nafkamina in the halacha itself. But no one's interested in Tosis nowadays. People want to know Halacha L'Maisa, Nafkamina Halacha L'Maisa, the razzle dazzle Halacha L'Maisa. Where are the Rabbanim arguing about? That's what they want to know. So let's take a look at what people want to know. So let's take a look at the Pischei Tshuvin. Sifkatan, but in all seriousness, the reason why it's important for us to know what the Rabbanim are arguing about as well is because these are Halacha L'Maisa cases that you wouldn't be able to look up. This is obvious. This, you look up the Torah Beis Yosef, you'll see what I just said. But what are the things that we need to learn for smicha? So Pischei Tshuvin Sifkatan Chav Beis says Samach Levesta. I'm Mitzvus Knesses Yecheskel Sheposak Di Im Ira Leil Tfila Mikesem Samach Levesta Mutar Gamkein. Wow! If the Tuma was only a Tuma Derabban Sifkatan Chav Beis in the Pischei Tshuva, if the Tuma was only a Tuma Derabbanan of Kesem without a Hargasha, so she's only Tmeya Midrabbanan. And Vestos are Derabbanan. So then, in such a case, will be Mutter. In other words, if the Vestos was only due to a Kesem, so then will be Mekel. Now, we'll discuss this later on. I want to focus on another part in the Pischei Tshuva. Again, this is quite an extension of the Halacha. By the way, the Pischei Tshuva rejects it. We're not going to follow this Halacha L'maisa. However, he does raise the following, and this comes up. I had a similar type of case in one of my Talmidim. Halfway through Sifkat and Chav Beis, what about a Kala? Couple are getting married. Chupas Nida is something that's very, very traumatic. A Kala she'ira lel tfilasa samach levesta. She already has her period, and she has a Vesas. And it turns out that her Vesas is the night of the marriage. So at first glance, if you just learned the Shulchan Aruch and so on, you'd say that they're stuck. Raises the Pischei Tshuva, maybe they're not. Maybe they're not. And then he quotes, but Chassam Sofer the Nodeh B'Yehuda are Machmir. Why maybe not? The answer is that Vestos are Derabbanan. And if we saw that Chazal were Mekel Yotzei L'Derech, a couple that's getting married, they'll trade the one Yotzei L'Derech for the night of their marriage, right? Just give us one for one. So if Chazal were Mekel and Yotzei L'Derech, pardon the expression, now back to the Limud. But Chazal would be Mekel and Yotzei L'Derech for Shalom Bayis. So certainly for Chassan and Kala, what's referred to in Chazal as Bias Mitzvah. So certainly, that's a question why. If anybody knows why it's referred as Bias Mitzvah, that's an interesting question. But it's referred to as Bias Mitzvah. So then certainly there would be room, possibly room to Mekel. But the Pischei Tshuva goes on and says, according to the Nodeh B'Yehuda and Chassam Sofer, it would be Aser. So I ask Rav Nevenzal Shlita for Sfardim if there's room to be Mekel. And he said, yes, it could very well be. That because as we saw, the pashtus of the Beis Yosef is both in our Sif as well as in Sif Yud, that the halacha is that when it comes to Vestos are Derabbanan. And Vestos Derabbanan, so therefore even Yotzei L'Derech were going to be Mekel. And the Rav Olbaum was Mekel in regards to someone who lost their notebook, which is controversial. That's controversial. Rabbi Forrest is not as Mekel in such a case if they lost their calendar. But Rav Olbaum, we saw according to Beis Yosef, there is room. So for Svardim, it would seem that there's a lot of room to say that Lefi the Psak and the Mechaber, we say Vestos are Drabanan, and the fact that the Piskei Tshuva is Machmir is only based on the No de Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer that we're about to see, who say that the halacha is that you need to, that's a din d'oraisa to be Porish, and you can't be Mekel for that case of Kala. But for Svardim, there'd be room to Mekel. Now, of course, there's an Ashkenazic Posek who has real shoulders, could decide that he's not going to paskin la halacha like the No de Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer as well. We're going to see that there is quite a chidush that they develop, but that at the end of the day, Rav Nevensal looked at that as something that's roi in Ashkenaz in general to follow the approach of the No de Yehuda and Chassam Sofer. But if there was a Rav who came along and said that we don't follow that approach halacha lemaisa, so then for good reasons, so then in such a case, then there might be room even in Ashkenaz to be mekel for a kala. Tov, let us see. We've been talking about the No de Yehuda Chassam Sofer, No de Yehuda Chassam Sofer. We haven't seen it, so let's see it, and then Jason, I'll take your ha'ar.
Question on that.
Yeah, question. Yes, go ahead. I asked him for Svardim. Is there room to be Mekel? And he said, so for Ashkenazim, it's going to depend on whether you follow the Chumra No de Yehuda Chassam Sofer that we're about to see. Let's take a look. This is a very important Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva Sifkatan Gimel. Lifrosh Mimena. So there's a chiyuv for them to be Poresh Samach Levesta. Ayin Beno de Yehuda, Shehela, in Sif Simen Nun Hei Nun Vav. Dema Sheomru Vestos de Rabbanan. This that we say Vestos de Rabbanan, Hainu Leinyin, Shelo Amrinan Shekvar Rosa B'Shas Vesta. That means we don't say that she already saw. Now, Rabosai, we're about to make a very subtle, deep distinction. Vestos de Rabbanan means this is a very, very important word. Was there done? Question mark. That's what Vestos de Rabbanan means. Was there done? In the past, was there done? Who could prove to me that that's the term of Vestos de Rabbanan, was there Dan? Prove it to me from a Gemara. Varen Tezayin, excellent. Because the Gemara Tezayin says that we want to know if there was blood in that interim period of time. She only checked a day later. So the question is, was there Dan? That's the question. Was there Dan? Pischei Tshuva says, No, the Yehuda says a beautiful lamdus. Reb Chaim said it even sharper and safer, and Reb Chaim solves. Reb Chaim uses this yisod, or something similar, to solve 7-Eleven also. That's very complicated, and it's not halacha l'maisa. But just to appreciate what a Reb Chaim is, Reb Chaim solves the two biggest problems of the Rambam by putting them together, and it's amazing. Okay. Nachzor l'inyanenu. So that's the question. The question was there dam? Good. Shelo amrin shekvar rosa b'shas vesta mishum di neged chazak orach bizman abba yesh cheskas tahara. So on the question of was there blood, she has, on that question, we answer that question with Vestos de Rabbanan and say, no, there's a cheskas tahara. On a level of daraisa, there's a cheskas tahara. However, avo le'inyin lifrosh mi'ishto samach levesta. Rabosai, remember where we're coming from? Astira and Rambam. That's where the No de Yehuda is coming from. The Pischei Tshuva doesn't spell it out. That's when you do the Gemara and so on, you appreciate so much more what's behind the Pischei Tshuva. So there's Astira and there's Astira. On the one hand, we have the Rambam saying, Vizartim yisomu tumasan is a chiyuv d'oraisa to be poresh. On the other hand, Vestos are d'rabanan according to the Rambam. Zokte, look at Pischei Tshuva. No. There we're concerned, vihizartem, that's a totally different question. Vihizartem is a totally different question. Vihizartem is saying to be Porish, the chiyuv to be Porish is, will there be blood? That's a totally different question. Will. In the future. Not in the past. On that, he says, Hu min haTorah, dechayshinon shema tirah. You have to be choshesh that she will see. It's a fascinating paradox. On the level of Doraisa, on the question of did she have blood, Vestos are derabbanan. We don't assume that she did, was. But in regards to the future, then we say that you have to be machmer. Why? We don't say forever she maintains her cheskes tahara. Da'atu la'olam lo tira? Do we say that she's never going to see blood? She will see blood. So because there she will see blood, so now she doesn't have either a cheskes tahara or a cheskes tuma. So Vizartam says that you have to be porish. Vidami, and he has a fascinating parallel. Lahada amru shema meis lo chayshinan v'shema yomus chayshinan. It's a deep sugya in Gittin on Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara in Gittin, I'll say it in one sentence. I won't ask you this on the Bechina, but for those who want to appreciate the beauty here, the color, the full color of Shas, the Gemara in Gittin on Chaf Ches Amud Beis tells us that if a man sent a get and we're not sure if he was alive or dead before he sent the get, before she received the get, we assume shema meis lo chashina. We don't make an assumption that he died in the interim. However, says the Gemara, if it's dealing with a different case, and that is that we want to know whether to give the get, says the Gemara, we're not sure, shema yamos, in the future, that we say that in such a case, chayshina. In such an instance, we will be choshish. Now, I didn't spell out the case of, should we give the get in terms of shema yamos? I'll leave that for now, but that's the case of shema meis. If we go over in the base medrash, we'll describe the case of shema yamos. So this is the basic rule. Shema meis, lo chayshina, but shema yamos, in the future, the halacha is chayshina. Therefore, in the past, we don't assume that there was dam, and in the future, we do have to. So therefore, that's the rule on level of Daraisa, v'izartem b'nei Yisrael mitumas. That's the basic rule. This is the yesod of the Noda B'Yuda. If you go on in the Pischei Tshuva, just a second, I want to take your auras.
It's not hard, just clarification.
Yeah, okay, but I just want to finish the thought. Okay. If you go on in the Pischei Tshuva, you'll see that the Pischei Tshuva also quotes that the Chassam Sofer says that he himself was of the same opinion of the Noda B'Yehuda before the Sefer Noda B'Yehuda was printed. It was printed in the Chassam Sofer's lifetime. And the Chassam Sofer says, I already was saying this idea of the Noda B'Yehuda even before the Sefer was printed. So this is known as well as the Shita of the Noda B'Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer. So this is, and this is how many poskim paskin today. So let's talk about what this means halacha lemaisa. What it means halacha lemaisa is that even though it's clear that vestos are derabbanan, the halacha of izartem bnei Yisrael mitumasam is a din daraisa as well. And therefore, if there's any shaila of prisha, then it has to be looked at as a shaila of daraisa. Hence, Rabbi Forst, on pages 414 and 415, has to go through a long arichus in a case of which the notebook is long, in contrast to what Rav Olbaum assumed. Yes, Rav Yonatan.
So, just to clarify, the Noda B'Yehuda is saying that being purged from one's wife during a woman's vesas, that's midirabanan, but just samach lavesta, that's midiraisa, because I'm not following, because
The din derabanan is in the Gemara was talking about whether there was blood. What is that question? Whether there was blood? We want to know retroactively whether the woman is tamea. But any time we're dealing about the future, so then you have to assume that about being poresh, that the blood might come. So then that's a din derabanan.
So why isn't a woman usher all the time? Because of suffix derisa, blood could come any time. Since the Torah doesn't recognize vesas as a thing, so then therefore she
says the Noda B'Yehuda, the Torah does recognize vesas as a thing. That's right. He's recognizing vesas as something, but when the Gemara was talking about vestos derabanan, you're right. We're redefining what vestos derabanan means. When we said vestos derabanan, what was the case? of whether there was blood.
So looking forward, once we get close to the vessels and the vessels itself, we have chashash daraisa.
Right.
Looking back, it's only chashash midaraisa.
Right. It's a fascinating chiddush. Reb Chaim in Sefer says something similar as well along the lines. But the Noda Rabbi Yehuda puts in clear halachic terms. Reb Chaim develops it conceptually and then does other things as well.
But you have to get some of the vessels in order for this daraisa chashash to kick in, like the Gemara says.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
So how could some?
Go ahead.
How can someone
even how
did Elbam be Mekel? How? If Elbam is Mekel and Chashash Daraisa, it seems to me.
No. The Pisrei Tshuva, look into it. I'll try to remember to bring in the Sefer Chukas Tahara. At the end of the day, the Pisrei Tshuva is quoting the No Debut in Chassam Sofer. Does that mean all Potske Ashkenaz agree with this Yisod? It's a Chiddush. The Parshim Shad is not that way. Vestos Darabanan, it's a Din Darabanan. Vizat Ibn Eswam and Tumasim is a Din Darabanan. In my discussions with Rav Nevin Sal, it seemed that he held me Ikr Dedina Vestos for Darabanan, and Vizarta Mnei Swam Mutumasim is a Din Darabanan, but at the end of the day, there is a Chsam Sofer and there is a Noda B'Yehuda that's Machmir. Anything more than that, I think, is beyond our shoulders to say anything. Say more than that. Then, each Mora Hora needs to decide based on that. Rabbi Forst, in general, if you want to summarize, Rabbi Forst is Choshesh for the No Debut Nechsam Sof. All of his Diyunim are based on the No Debut Nechsam Sof. And there's room, and I told you, Rav Olbaum, it seems to me, doesn't take it into account as much. Yeah.
I was just going to say, are there different traditions, or who follows that?
Constantly, there are constantly different traditions, and these are these. As we said, Rabbi Forst goes this way, Rabbi Olbaum goes this way.
I'm saying, are they following certain poskim who they were teachers, or are they different?
How they derive their conclusions that we would have to be.
The names would be more likely to follow from the Hatim.
No, I don't think that's the issue over here. No. I don't think that's the issue over here. I don't think it's a question of Gerim Psak because. Because it's the Noda B'Yehuda. Okay,
well,
both sides push.
Just giving an example.
Right. But I don't think that's a question of the Chumrah for Hungarians. I think there as well, since you asked about that, again, in Litta, we have many who developed Shat in the Rambam in this particular way. There is one more nuance in regards to your question of background that the Chachmas Adam brings up as well. The Chachmas Adam has quite a chiddush l'chumra l'halacha. Rav Nevin Sal did not assume this way in our discussion, even though the Chachmas Adam is, as I've mentioned in the past, one of our really great poske achron. So for the record, you should see the Chachmas Adam. It's in, again, these supplemental pages. The Chachmas Adam summarizes the psak, and he says that let's take a look in Sif Gimel, Kufches Sif Gimel. The chiyuv of prisha he speaks about in Sif Gimel. He writes, "Bamedvar amurim sheish lavesas kavua beizes man shetira beyom belayla kigon shiro alolam betchilasa alolam bemtziasa alolam besofa vaaz ein tzarach lifrosh ela osa ona shu haveses besocha aval im regil leras bayom vein lo shas kavua rak lepam betchilasa lepam mtziasa upam besofa im kein kol yom vesas tzarach lifrosh ona mikodem haynu alayla." We're going to get to that. The sheet of the shach. Al minchas Yaakov kreis replacing kedas kol aposim the olam in chiluk vein tzarach prishal kol yoser ela onas veses. Now here's the line that I want to share with you. V'nira li the b'va onas haveses v'chein im lepa'amim roa b'tchilas opamim mitzias opam misofo have kol ayom onas haveses v'asura kol ayom midoraisa l'kule alma. The Chachmas Adam concludes that if a woman sees at different times of a day, so then he says, that's not samuch levesta. That's her vesas mamish. That's not a question of vestos derabanan or even vestos deraisa. And he explains in Os Aleph, in the Shar Beis Nashim, take a look at the second photocopy. Halfway through, first word on the line is yishtamesh. He says, even before Yishtamish, first word in line is Dumukmina, about five lines in to the Binas Adam. Avokishimagiyaz, line up from that. Leman da Amar Vestos the Rabbanu Velechu Shematira El Dukmina Nacheskes Tara. This that when we say that Vestos the Rabbanu you cry in the Cheskes Tara. Aval Keshemagias Man Aveses Gufa Nihi Da Amrina De Lo Amrina Cheskar Orech Bezman Aba Vekivan Shein Kan Chazaka. It's true, says the Chachmas Adam. We can't assume that there was blood. Nevertheless, Aval Al Kolponim, skipping down to lines, Heyach Yishamesh Bizman Aveses, Al Kolponim Cheskas Tara Gamkein Ein Kan. He says at the same time, she doesn't have a Cheskas Tara either. You're going to say she has a Cheskas Tara? It's anticipated, based on a regular cycle, that she's going to have her period now. So you're right. Vestos de Rabbanon says that you can't say that there was blood, but are you going to say she has a Cheskas Tahara? So there wasn't blood. But now, it's nothing less on some level of some type of Safik D'Oraisa. Since the Chachmas Adam is Machmir. So here, coming back to Alex and what you had asked, so this is another, the Chachmas Adam says like this. If we're going to say that the Chiyuv Prisha before the Vestas is Derabanan, that there might be room to say. But if you've reached the point where you actually anticipate the Vestas itself, so then you don't assume that there was blood. That's called Vestas Derabanan. But to say that that they're allowed to have relations, you can't say that. There's a Cheskas Tara. We said, if Vestos de Rabbanan, there's room to be Mekel by the Chiyuv Prisha Samach Leveses. That's only before the Vestas. You remember the word that we saw in the Gemara? Samach Levesta. Close to the Vestas. But before that time, one would have to be Machmir. So what emerges is that if you go with the Mechaber, let's summarize. If you go with the Mechaber, then there's a lot of room to be mekil in cases of derabanan, cases of safek, to say that there is a chiyuv of prisha. But Rav Yaakov in Ashkenaz, Gedolei Ashkenaz, since the Pischei Tshuva and the Chassam Sofer say that the chiyuv prisha is din d'oraisa, and even the Chachmas Adam, who does not assume that the chiyuv prisha per se is a din d'oraisa, he argues that if it's already reached the point that the Vesa says that her period might come, he argues she's lost her Cheskas Tahara min HaTorah, and Mimela, ipso facto, she's going to be usher, even if the Chiyuv Prisha is only Midrabanan. That's the Chiddush. The Gemara says it's the Samach Levesta, and we saw in the Beis Yosef that Samach Levesta is based on Vestos de Rabbanan. The Chachmas Adam is Mechadish, that's only Samach Levesta. But Vesta Mamish loses the Cheskas Tahara, and therefore the Chiyuv Prisha is D'Oraisa, according to, not because of Izartim, but because of basic Sveikos D'Oraisa. So that's why, Rav Yaakov, I keep on hedging my bets when you keep on pushing me in Chachmei Ashkenaz. Rav Nevin Sal didn't say at the end of the day you have to, that Lekulei Alma you have to be Machmir. But the Ruba, the majority of Poskim, you have the Chachmas Adam, you have the Pischei Tshuva, quoting the Chassam Sofer, Pischei Tshuva seems to be Machmir. At the end of the day, I would only be comfortable saying that for Sfardim there's a lot of room to be Mekel, and for Ashkenazim you need a Posek with a lot of plates to be Mekel in such an instance. Obviously there are Tzrachim, there are times that Poskim will be Mekel, but that's the way these things break out. This took a little bit longer than I thought because the Talmidim were pushing me. I prefer to go ahead to the next, at least the next topic. Is this a clarification?
Yes, which is this Chumras applying to the Samach Levesta, not just Vesta itself, Shas Vesta?
No, it's only Shas Vesta. This Chachmas Adam is only Shas Vesta. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's the difference between Shas Vesta and Samach
Levesta? Samach Levesta is, as we're going to see next week, which is issues number 3 and 4 on the Marim Mekomos, is a moment prior to the anticipation of Vestas, they already have to be Porish. Remember we saw Lashon HaGemara was Samach Levesta. The Chachmas Adam argues that if she always sees at 4 o'clock, then the Halacha says that she has to be Porish the entire day. What happens if she sees it at 7 in the morning, at 4, and at 6 in the afternoon? So then he says the entire period is called Shas Vesta. And we're going to see, the Shach says they have to be Parash even before. We didn't get there yet. And the Chachmas Adam says, based on that, they can't have Tashmish the entire day, not because of Samuch Levesta, but Shas Vesta Manish.
It's like for those women.
Yeah, at one time. Then he would say, he'd be makel in the morning. If she saw it every day at 4 in the afternoon, he'd be makel in the morning. By the way, I conclude that the Chachma Sadam himself says that I haven't seen this in any sefer. But Rav Yaakov, that's why you couldn't push me to be makel against the Pischei Tshuva and the Chsam Sefer, because I also have the Chachma Sadam standing in my way. And Rav Moshe, most of the cases that you have is when she's seeing at different times during the day. Today we don't have the phenomenon that she sees at the same hour. And that's going to be brought up, of course, by the Shach. Yeah?
Is it dependent on the Gemara that Af Yamim Shas Vesta?
Is it going to be dependent?
On the Gemara that Af Yamim Shas Vesta?
Oh, yes. We're going to get involved. It's going to get involved in the Gemara. Rebels, let's come to a more less of a dramatic issue, but also as well Halacha L'maisa that's important to discuss, and that is, what exactly is the nature of the chiyuv of prisha? What does it mean to be poresh samach levesta? Are the husband and wife allowed to hug and kiss? Is it just a prohibition of intercourse? So that, let's take a look at the Beis Yosef Beis Beis. Beis Yosef Beis Beis is in a funny place. It's not over here where we are in Sif Beis in the tour, but it's later on. Towards the end of Simin Kuf Pei Dalet, you have Beis Beis in the Beis Yosef. In the Shiras Devorah edition, it's page Tesvav.
Beis 2 in the new Black Hebrew.
Shkoach. Uprisha Sheparos Samach Levesta Einu Elo Tashmish. You know what? We have to see it first in the tour. Says the tour. Uprisha Sheparos Samach Levesta Einu Elo Mitashmish. Avo Mutter V'Shar Krevos Devarim. The prohibition is marital relations, but he says kravos devarim is muta. It's a little bit vague. Kravos devarim is something that generally is also when a wife is in nida, they're not supposed to have intimate conversations with each other. Over here, the tour says bia is asur, but shar kravos devarim is muta. Says zok tehelga beis yosef kakas arash b'tar sabayis. Because of Shechein Das Rashi Rabbeinu Avram, v'yesh mi shahor shiasur b'chol krevus kenida v'lo yeroyli. Some say that all kirva is us, like anida, maybe even passing. We know that there's Gzeres Rashi about passing things. Maybe one could ask on that shita. Okay, and then the Beis Yosef has an arichus about this. The Shach summarizes Beis Yosef. Let's take a look at the Shach by us. The Shach in Sif Katan Vav points out that what was the lashon of Shulchan Aruch? B'shas Vesta tzarach lifrosh mimena ona achas v'lo mishar krevos. So he says it's black and white. The Beis Yosef is more explicit than the tour. The tour left open that there would be a prohibition for hugging and kissing. However, according to the Beis Yosef, it's mefurish that shar krevos are mutter, and therefore that would include that as well. Says the Shach in Sif Katan Vav, lo mishar krevos, mashma fil chibuk v'nishuk shari, kemoshe posak beis yosef, mashmos haposkim, udelo kitrumas hadeshen. So the trumas hadeshen was machmir. However, the Shach points out that there is room over here to be mekel. After all, the beis yosef was mekel. Chenir das harab b'sif yud. If you take a look, the Ramah is also on Sif Yud, mashma that we could be mekel. V'chein pasak abachel shemisayim miu nira da machmir be'elu tavolo bracha. But the Bach concludes, those who want to be machmir, they can. There is a very powerful observation that the Chassam Sofer makes from his great Rebbe. In many ways, I feel a very special meaning in quoting from the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler. Why? There's an amazing phenomenon. Reb Nosson Adler didn't write any Chidushei Torah. You know why Reb Nosson Adler didn't write Chidushei Torah? He said, because we're not allowed to write Torah Shebal Peh. Why do we take notes? Because we're afraid that we're going to forget. So Reb Nosson Adler, in modesty, said about himself that he didn't forget what he learned. So he didn't have a heter. So I guess the only heter was his for his Talmidim. But there's a tragedy that came from that. And as we don't have much from Nassim Adler, the Rebbe that sums up, they say he was a giant muflag, but he didn't write anything. So here's a collector's item that the Chassam Sofer quotes from Rav Nassim Adler, something in Tshuva Kuf Ayin in regards to our sugya, that Rav Nassim Adler says something very, very interesting. Let's take a look at She'ela Kuf Ayin in the supplemental booklet. Oh, by the way, it's not only Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says it's his Kabbalah from Rav Nassim Adler. So this was something that was churning for a while, that Vestos, even though Vestos said the Rabbanan, the Chiyuv Prisha is the Raisa. So take a look at how he summarizes this from Rav Nassim Adler as well. Four lines into Dibra Maschol She'ela, Vani Kibalti Mimori V'Rabi Zatzal, four lines in on page Samachvav, the last page, Az Mekabel from Rav Nassim Adler, Da Afilu Man Damar Vestos Lav the Raisa, Mikol Makom Prisha Onas HaSamach Vestos the Raisa, V'Shem HaRosa Kvar Lo Chashina, Avol Shem HaTirek, Mo Shem HaMeis, V'Shem HaYomus, V'Shuv Nitfas Kan, this is what we were quoting before, B'Sefer Noda B'Yehuda, I saw that this is in the Noda B'Yehuda, Matzasi Kain, and then he says that I also found in the Ra'ah, leave the Ra'ah aside entirely, and skip two lines. At the end of the line, it says, Va'omer li mayri v'rabi zatzal. And Rav Nassim Adler told me the following, Da'afilu la'asovrim b'shach, de'kreva de'giloi da'rayis, da'ainu chibuk v'nishuk osam min ha'torah mikol ha'rayis. So Rav Nassim Adler asked the Gevaldig Akasha, wait a second, if hugging and kissing, which is asar al pi halacha for with a nida, the only question is whether it's gilui arayos, is it fall into the category of erva or not, according to those who say that it's arayos, so why are we more makel, according to the Beis Yosef, the Tur, Pashtus of the Tur, although not for sure in the Tur, but clear in the Beis Yosef, and the Shach himself, Meikur Dedina, why are we makel? If we're choshesh, that her vesas is going to come. So their vesas is going to come when there's gilui erva, when they're hugging and kissing. If it's a coming when it's gilui erva, so then they were over the yisur of gilui arayis as well. That was from Nassim Adler's kasha. What's behind the heter over here? Okay, so he says the following: Mikol mokom muter lifko dekreva ba'alma bonach hasamach levesta. Nevertheless, it's mutter l'tzarech mitzvah biyotzeh derech. Af agav da prishi yichiyu min haTorah, mikol makom hutter hekriva mishum de habi'ila ba'alma ein ba'isa min haTorah, el mishum shematira be'emtza tashmish. What's exactly the chashash? So we're going to learn shortly that if a husband and wife, God forbid, realize that during relations she became a nida, then the husband is stuck with a problem. That there is an iser for him to pull out be'ever chai. There's a separate prohibition of, in other words, they've put themselves into a situation where he's now going to be over a new iser. Beforehand, they were a shogeg. The problem is that there's hana going in and there's hana coming out. Says Rav Nassim Adler, that's the chiyuv of prisha samach levesta. The chiyuv of prisha samach levesta is not that the bia itself is asur. It's not a gzeira of bia b'shogeg. Now you know why he's the great Rav Nassim Adler. It's gaonis. The iser is not bia b'shogeg. They never made a gzeira bia b'shogeg. The gzeira is, and if you read the Rishonim, you can see later on the sugya it's mukhrach this way. The gzeira is that we're afraid that they're going to have tashmish. She's going to realize she's a nida, and now they're in a quandary. Now they're stuck. So Chazal asserted that was the makor v'zartem b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. Im keinim advarim zok the eliger Rav Nassim Adler like this. Chibuk v'nishuk, you don't have the problem. Chibuk v'nishuk, if chas v'chalila she realized that she's a nida, so though. We don't think that they're high school kids that don't have enough Yerushalayim. There's no reason to presume that. So if that's so then they'll be Parish immediately. If that's so, says Rav Nassim Adler, even according to our Masorah, in Hungary, although I'm missing out, probably himself wasn't from Hungary, even in our Masorah, that says that the Chiyuv Prisha is Daraisa, right? He says, what about the night that a husband is leaving, he'd be allowed to give his wife a hug and a kiss? Why? Because the Shach is correct. Chibuk V'Nishuk is going to be mutter. Chibuk V'Nishuk is going to be mutter.
Why just when he's going out for a trip? The whole time.
What's that? No, so, see, he says, even according to those poskim, who are cholek, the Bach, who says, Amachmir Tavol of Bracha, by Chibuk V'Nishuk. So what's the reason that they're asering Chibuk V'Nishuk? So you take a look at the Taz and Sif Katan Gimel, I believe. Let's just open up our Shulchan Aruch again. Put aside the tshuva for a moment. If you take a look at the Taz in Sifkot and Gimel, the Taz writes that we should be machmer. The Bach says you should be machmer because if we're going to allow them to do chibuk v'nishuk, then they're going to come to lidei bia. So he says that gezeira of the Bach that he holds as well, you should be machmer. If you yotzei l'derech, in such a case, there's a lot of room to be made. Right. Okay, Rabosai. So let's stop over here with a summary. Be'ezer Hashem, today we did two topics. We only got halfway through the second topic. Topic number one is the Chiyuv of Bedika, where we saw some very important gemaras about the requirement of Bedika and the lack of, and the importance of keeping in mind that Bedikas are a double-edged sword, and the general rule of the concern of Shelo Yehi Libo Nokfo. And then we got to the Midi Suga of the Zartem Bnei Yisrael Mutumasam, the Chiyuv Prisha Min HaTorah. And we saw that there are really, to simplify, two basic approaches. One approach is to say that Vestos are Darabanan, and therefore the Chiyuv Prisha is Darabanan. That's the opinion of Beis Yosef, Nafkamina lost calendar, Nafkamina cases of Sveikos, Nafkamina could very well be halacha l'maisa to be mekel in a case of where the onas havesas comes out to kala, a nafkamina in the books, in the Rishonim, simple reading in the Rishonim is yotzei l'derech, that they could even have relations in such a case. The other approach is the approach of the Noda Biyuda and the Chassam Sofer, where we saw that they were of the opinion that the Chiyuv Prisha is daraisa. We pointed out that that's a simple reading of the Rambam, and they differentiate between Vestos Darabanan. Doesn't mean that we don't anticipate the Vestas on a level of Daraisa. We do. We do anticipate Daraisa. But it's only the case, if you read the Gemara well, we saw in Dafta Zayinam and Alf, the question was there blood? That's the issue, was there blood? So on the question, was there blood? So then we say Vestos are Darabanan. And therefore, in the future, you have to be machmer even on the level of Daraisa, which hits us between the eyes, because that was not the way we understood Vestos Darabanan. Vestos Darabanan means, do we calculate altogether? So Minatar, you don't calculate. No, that's not what it means that you don't calculate. It just means that we say that if you have a suffix of whether there was blood, you could be makel. However, in terms of the anticipation to the future, we have a rule, Shema Meis Lo Chayshina, Shema Yomos Chayshina in the Gemara Gittin. And then there was a third shita of the Chachmas Adam that points out very adroitly that the lashon of the Gemara is samach levesta. That sets us up for Monday's shir, Mirtzeh Hashem. The chiyuv of prisha is samach levesta. In a case of where she sees at different times of the day, everything is shas vesta. And even if you're not going to have the dinda araisa vizartim b'nei swami tumasam, let's accept the Beis Yosef's idea that everything is derabanan. Vizartim is derabanan. Vestas are derabanan. But now she doesn't have a cheskes tahara. If she doesn't have a cheskes tahara, you can't have bia. So that's why I pointed out that in general in Ashkenaz, it's hard to be makel, even in cases of sveikos, of prisha, samach levesta, as per the Chassam Sofer and the Noda Biyuda and the Chachmas Adam, although there were poskim that were makel. Finally, in regards to the Isser of prisha, the chiyuv of prisha, excuse me, so is the chiyuv of prisha on Tashmish, or does it apply to Chibuk V'Nishuk? Mi'ikr Dedina, it applies to only Tashmish. That's how Rov Poskim Paskin. And here I said a few things quickly within the Chassam Sofer, so let me say it out a little bit more slowly. The Bach says, Hamachmir Tavo Alav Bracha, that to be Machmir even for Chibuk V'Nishuk. The Taz explains that the reason why we're machmir is that even though Bia wasn't usur, but nevertheless we're afraid that they're going to come to Bia. That's what the Taz says in Sif Katan Gimel. And then Rav Nosson Hadler had quite a chab. Rav Nosson Hadler pointed out, why is it that we're mekel on chibuk v'nishuk? At the end of the day, that's also gilui arayis. He says, because the whole halacha of the chiyuv prisha is particularly the quandary that we're going to see later on, and this is going to come up shortly in Shulchan Aruch, where she's porish nida, during Tashmish. So then you have another problem that in the future they're going to be over what could possibly be in Yisr Karis. So to solve that quandary, we said that they can't have Tashmish. However, when it comes to Chibuk V'Nishuk, we're not talking about high school kids. We're not lacking in Yerushalayim. So then in such a case, then we would say the Chibuk V'Nishuk is not going to be a problem, Yikr Dedina. And then Rav Nosson Adler has a kula, even for the Machmirim. Rav Nosson Adler this is an interesting Halacha L'maisa application. I didn't see anybody be mefakpik within the Machmirim. Rav Nosson Adler is pretty good to be Selmechan. Rav Nosson Adler says, so therefore, if a husband is leaving and it's the night of the Veses, it could very well be. It's quite a geshmak of kula. And that is, he would be allowed to give his wife a kiss, goodbye, and so on and so forth. I did not discuss this with Rav Nevin Sal Shlita yet. I'd like to. Finally, what I did discuss with Rav Nevin Sal about the Chibuk V'Nishuk was I asked Rav Nevin Sal Halacha L'maisa in terms of how to guide Chasanim in regards to this comes up all the time. Prisha Samach Levesta, Mikra Dedina, it's only Bia, it's not Chibuk V'Nishuk. So we didn't have any Svarim in front of us, but Rav Nevin Sal's language was, you know, sometimes I'm Zocha that I'm learning with him, but this I went over to him Stam, just asked him how to say it, and he said it exactly with the words of the Bach. He said, Mi'ikr Dedina, one needs to be Machmir for Bia only. However, Hamish Rotza Lahachmir, Yochel Lifrosh Gam, Michibuk V'Nishuk, or Kedai, which is almost exactly the words of the Bach himself, of Amachmir Tavola Bracha, Mikra Dedina, and each couple, based on their Madrega, based keeping in mind the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin, the few Ches, in Shavuos, Vizartem Bnei Yisrael Mitumasam, could apply, based on where they are, the different Mamare Chazal. Okay, we'll stop over here. We didn't get as far because Baruch Hashem, you had a lot of great questions and clarifications, which is fantastic. Mir Tzeshem will pick up on Monday with the Arzarua and the Avi Yosef, and go on. I will give you the next set of Mar Mekomos as well. A great Shabbos, everybody.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So even.